This is the parable of the bird that fell in love. A baby bird poked her head out of the nest. She had an urge to sing this morning. Today would be the day she would fly. Her parents had been encouraging her to get ready for this big day. Her name was Robin, and she was bright red with brown feathers. Robin was getting hungry, and she knew the worms she came to enjoy for breakfast was on the ground. She started to flap her wings and placed her feet at the edge of the nest. Robin's parents were close by watching her. The faster she moved her wings, the more she felt lighter. The wind under her wings began to lift her up, and her feet began to rise. All at once, she took off and flew to the next branch, landing next to her parents. Everyone rejoiced on this happy day. Robin then flew to the ground and found a worm. Yummy! Robin looked up and saw this bright yellow sun looking at her. She smiled and began to sing and fly as high as she could towards the sun. When she got tired, she flew to a tree where she saw her parents. Robin thanked her parents for the love and protection they had given her. "The sun will now protect you," said the parents. The next morning, she flew to meet new friends and sing with the other birds. A group of birds were singing together in this large tree. Robin flew over to join them. Robin asked, "Who do you sing to every morning?" The other birds answered, "We sing to each other." Robin replied, "There is this big, bright sun that makes me feel warm when its rays touches me, and I sing to the sun." The birds started laughing. The little Robin flew away, for they had hurt her feelings. She knew the sun was watching over her each day, and it made her feel special. Robin decided she would try again to fly to the sun. Each time she tried, she could not get to the sun. A cardinal bird came over to talk to the little Robin, sitting on a branch alone, very tired. As the cardinal bird landed on the same branch and said, "You look tired, my friend." Robin was resting. "I have been trying to fly to the sun." The cardinal bird smiled. "Let me tell you a secret." Robin moved closer. "Is it about the sun?" The bright red cardinal leaned in. "The sun comes down to you each day and shows you all the beauty in the world." Robin felt a warm feeling inside and began to fall in love with this caring sun. "No matter where I fly off to, the sun will always be with me?" The cardinal winked at the little Robin, looking with big eyes of wonder. Robin did not like when the sun went away at night. She would grow cold and missed the company of the sun. "Can I ever go to see the sun so I don't have to be in darkness?" The cardinal flew to a branch higher, then says to the Robin, "The sun never leaves you. It just allows the moon a chance to shine. Robin looked up. The moon is not as bright. Moving his wings, the cardinal answered, "Little one, know that the sun is always with you, even though you may not always see it." Robin just knew in her heart that the sun loved her. "I will spend my life singing and talking to the sun," she declared. Right before the cardinal flew off and looking over to the robin, "Your heart will be full of love and your life will be happy." Robin spent her life singing to the sun. I hope you have enjoyed the parable of the bird that fell in love.